Pittsburgh Steelers fans, Jeff Hartman here, editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, to talk about everything related to the black and gold. And on today's episode, all this discussion we're going to have is going to be based around Justin Gilbert being released on Monday afternoon. The Steelers make the move to waive the former first-round draft pick who was drafted by the Cleveland Browns, who was traded to the Steelers for, as we find out, some money and a 2018 sixth-round draft pick. Now, he played all of 2016. He was inactive in several games. He spent some time traveling to Travis Kelce in the Week 4 game against the Kansas City Chiefs. He even returned some kickoffs in the playoffs against those same Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium and against the New England Patriots in Foxborough. And as the fallout and we look at the depth chart and we learn about the salary cap implications or lack thereof, as we come to find out, I noticed there were some people talking in one of the comment sections on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com and brought up a really good question, and that was, if the Steelers are going to add a cornerback going into next season, do they go after a free agent or do they go through the draft? Now, this becomes a very highly touted debate between two really sides of the fence, I guess if you want to call it that. You have those that think that it's the youthful athleticism of a young player coming out of college that's going to be able to help a team, whether it's offense, defense, whatever the fact may be. And then there's the other side that says that it's the veteran experience and the intelligence that they bring to the table that could really help put the team over the edge. I think that the underlying question that can help answer the previous question is, are the Steelers one or two players away from being being a Super Bowl contender, plain and simple? I mean, I would say that they were a Super Bowl contender this season. I mean, they made it to the AFC Championship game at 4-5. They rattled off 9 straight wins, and they were just a few players away. You look at different teams, the 2015-2016 Denver Broncos come to mind. They were a couple players away, so what did they do? Eventually, this was previous years, but they went out and got Aqib Talib, locked down the cornerback position, and then they go and get DeMarcus Ware to help them opposite Von Miller, and it totally transformed their defense. Now, with this, you say, are the Steelers in a very similar situation currently? Are they a team that if they just got a couple veteran free agents that could help at key positions, would it put them over the edge and possibly get them to not just the playoffs, not just the championship game, but back to the Super Bowl? Well, a lot of factors come into this. First and foremost would be the salary cap. How much space do they have? Because let's be honest, I understand Pittsburgh Steelers fans have been bemoaning the salary cap situation for years and years and years, almost as long as I can remember. And the fact of the matter is, in 2017, the 2017-2018 NFL year, they actually have some space. They actually have some money to work with for once. And so you're thinking, this is it. They're going to go out, they're going to get that free agent, and then you have to pump the brakes. You're going to have to pay Antonio Brown. You're going to have to pay Le'Veon Bell. There are some other players, too, that I'm sure they want to keep, that they're going to have to sign. It might be those very small minimum, veteran minimum contracts, but you're going to have to pay them. So, do they have the money to pay their own and yet still go out and get a veteran that isn't like a Ricardo Matthews, but someone like Aqib Talib or DeMarcus Ware, going back to the reference to the Denver Broncos? That is the ultimate question. Will they have the funds? That's a good question. We're going to answer that right after a word from our sponsors. To me, I look at the Steelers' salary cap situation, and the answer to me is no. I don't think they're going to have the money. Do I think they would benefit from being able to go out and getting a free agent that is not just another backup player? I mean, think about it. When they signed Antoine Blake or any number of previous veterans, Will Allen was another one when they brought him back, they're not brought in to be starters. Yeah, they started, but that's not their intention. They're not bringing in someone. Even when Mike Mitchell was signed, he was signed to be a starter. Ladarius Green was signed to be a starter. If they could find one or two players that can come in and be a starter, I think it would help this team, especially the defense, tremendously, especially at the cornerback position. If you were able to get a defender who is solid at press man coverage but can also play zone, it would totally transform not only the depth chart but the way the Steelers can play and how they can really be more versatile. It can open up their playbook for Keith Butler a lot, but I don't think they can afford it. I really don't. I think that they're so enamored with keeping players like Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, and I don't blame them. I would keep them as well, but I think at the same time, because of their, you know, guaranteed giving them a lot of money, if they franchise tag Le'Veon Bell, it's going to be $12 million towards the salary cap for one player for 1 year. I mean, think about that. That's a lot of cash. I think what's going to happen is they're going to go through the draft. I think they're going to try to find at number 30, pick number 30 in the first round. I would not be shocked if they take a cornerback for the second year in a row, which would almost be funny. Because for how many years, when Dick LeBeau was the defensive coordinator, and then even with Keith Butler, did everyone and their brother say, this is the year they take a cornerback? And they never did. I remember, like it was yesterday, 2014, I'm sitting at home watching the draft. Darquez Dennard from Michigan State is available. It's the Steelers' turn to pick, and they take Ryan Shazier, an inside linebacker from Ohio State. And I had not done my homework on Ryan Shazier, and I'm thinking, what in the world? They could have had their cornerback. Now, hindsight's always 20/20. Dennard was not as proven, as he got signed by the Bengals, that he's never lived up to that first-round type cornerback that they expected. Fast forward to 2016, everyone thought they were going to take Andrew Billings, who was still on the board. There were a couple other prospects. They take Artie Burns. No one saw that coming. But Artie Burns ends up starting and being a pretty good quarterback as a rookie. He's going to grow. He's going to get better. I think he has a really bright future in the National Football League for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Wouldn't it be funny if they go back-to-back years taking cornerbacks in round one when they never did it for so many years and when everyone thought they should and everyone thought that they would? I wouldn't be stunned if that is what happens. Look, I know they need an outside linebacker. I know they need pass rush. But at number 30, most of those players that are going to step on that field and be a starter from day one are going to be gone. And this class and this 2017 NFL draft is so deep at the pass rush that I honestly think that you're going to get a project at number 30 instead of maybe a cornerback that has fallen to the back end that could be a day one starter. So my question to start off the show, veteran smarts or youthful athleticism, I think it all depends on the team. I look at this 2016-2017 roster, and there's going to be turnover. There is every year. Players like Shamarco Thomas, Landry Jones, Jarvis Jones are probably not going to be back. So which is better, a veteran or a young athlete that is fast, maybe has more of those tangible things that you notice in things like the scouting combine? Unfortunately, I think the Steelers would benefit more from a veteran, someone that's been around the block, that knows the tricks of the trade, that's going to pick up a playbook quickly, that's going to be able to communicate. The game is not going to be too big for them. Unfortunately, I also think that that's not going to happen for a lot of reasons, the main one being money. You want to get that big-time player, you're going to have to pay them big-time money, and the Pittsburgh Steelers don't have that big-time money because they're going to spend that big-time money on their own big-time players. I'd like to see what you think. Would you rather have a veteran, or would you rather have that young athlete coming out of college? Should be interesting debate. I look forward to reading your reaction all at behindthesteelcurtain.com. We'll see you next time.